Hello, Paul Stone.
This is a confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, my name's Melinda Ferry. I'm just trying to get hold of my husband. He's mowing the lawn. Apparently, he may have purchased something. I'll just find out. One moment, please. Oh. Sorry.
eBay for $299.
Right? Yesterday. They're on the phone. Hello? How are we going to get you, sir? This is Sean calling you from eBay. How are you doing today?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Not bad.
All right. So, sir, this is a verification call for you that last night under your cell phone number, which is ending with 369, we have request to charge you $299 for purchasing Apple gift cards. So, did you authorize the payment, sir?
Oh, mate, I don't know. I don't think so. I'm pretty sure I didn't.
All right. Like, apart from you, like, is there anyone who can, like, done this purchase on your behalf?
No. What time did it go through? You know?
It's 10 p.m. though.
That's right.
Sorry, come again.
It's right.
It's
under. What time?
It's 10 p.m. though. Last night, 10 p.m.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Wasn't me then. No, I was in bed by then.
You didn't authorize the payment, right?
No. Not that I'm aware of. I'll check the computer first.
Alright. So, as you can see that, actually we got a little bit suspicious here because, as you can see that, the billing address on this purchase was 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, to the America. So, like, are you sending the gift card to some of your friends over there?
No. It's a hack.
Alright, so we got the confirmation from your side that there's no such order that you have placed. This might be completely case of a fraudulent charge. Some people from overseas might get your information somehow from the internet, and they have done this like under your details, alright? So right now what we need to do, so we have to register you for the cancellation, and at the same time we need to block the eBay account. Because if someone has the access of your eBay account, we cannot let those person get away with that information, right? Because they can are harmful for you in future again.
Okay, thank you. That would be good.
Yeah, so for that, though, I need your help. So, like, could you please cooperate with me for 10 minutes so, like, we can block the eBay account?
Do I want to stay on the phone?
Yeah, you need to cooperate with me. So, like, could you please tell me, though, that for going online, like, for logging into your eBay account, what device do you use? Like, do you have any kind of computer, laptop, or your cell phone?
No, just the, cell phone.
You do have a cell phone, right?
Yes, I'm on it now.
Alright. So, sir, first of all, do a thing. Put my call on speaker from the edge.
Hang on, I'm mowing the lawn, mate. Hang on. Righto, hang on.
Yeah. I'm already married for you, sir. Take your lovely time.
Okay, you there?
Oh, yes, sir, I'm here. Am I on speaker right now?
Yeah, what do you want me to do?
Alright. So, could you please let me know, like, what cell phone are you using right now? Is it an iPhone or it's an Android cell phone, so that I can guide you in a better way?
It's an iPhone.
iPhone. And sir, could you please let me know that with what network are you dealing with right now? Is that a Telstra, Optus or Vodafone?
Telstra.
Telstra, right. And you are using a mobile data or you are using a Wi-Fi?
How do I know you're not a hacker?
Sorry?
How do I know you're not a hacker?
So if I would be a hacker, I will ask about your personal information since the beginning of this call. But did I ask any of your personal information yet?
Yeah.
Sorry?
We need to block the account.
You want to block the account, right?
Yeah,
so do a thing though. First of all, simply come back to your normal home page from where you can see all your apps and icons.
I don't know, mate.
I'm saying that just simply come back to your normal home page from where you can see all your apps and regular icons.
Oh, yes, home screen, okay. Hang on. Are you there still?
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
And now, sir, do a thing. First of all, log in into your email and see that if you got any email from us or not. Because
I can't access my phone because I'm sweating my guts out. I'm in the middle of mowing the lawn and the screen won't.
Oh, well, so could you can do one thing. You can pass your this phone to your wife so that he can do the procedure.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's still on it. I can't do it. He said to pass it to you. But I can't. My hands are wet and the screen won't work and all this.
Okay. There's what we have. I can't see. Oh. What does he want?
Okay.
Is he on speaker?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want? Sorry.
Ma'am. Could you please log in into your email, ma'am, and see that if you got any email from us, because we have sent you the email last night and you haven't responded yet, so we got give you a direct call.
So in your email. Sorry, I'm just reading this affair here.
Yeah, take your lovely time, ma'am, and tell me.
So which one do I need to look at?
Did you get any email from eBay? Could you please look at that?
No, we haven't.
So have I told you, there are some people who have the access of your eBay account. They are doing some kind of fraudulent charges under that eBay account. So we need to block that eBay account right now. All right? So do a thing, ma'am.
Okay.
On your app,
yeah, there's
yeah,
nothing on email.
Yeah. So they have the access of your email and your eBay account. So they have deleted the email. Because we last night under, last night at 10 p.m., we have sent you the email regarding this call. But we haven't got any response. So we give you a call right now. So do a thing, ma'am. First of all, open up your app store.
Open up what, sorry?
The App Store, ma'am. On your Apple iPhone, they do have an application which is App Store. You need to open up the App Store.
No, I've got nothing.
Alright, do a thing. Just simply come back to your normal home page from where you can see all your apps and regular icons.
Okay, so what do I need to do?
And could you please tell me one more thing, ma'am, like in past 48 hours, like did anyone call you to ask about your personal information regarding your email, your banking information, your eBay account,
no,
or something like that?
No, and I would never give out that information. I would never.
All right. And could you just tell me one more thing, ma'am? Like, are you using a mobile data or are you using a Wi-Fi?
I'm using a mobile data. We're on the Wi-Fi from home.
Oh, wait.
Like our mobiles are hooked up to Wi-Fi for the home.
Oh, wait. So do you think, ma'am, open up the app store from your end?
Sorry, open up what?
The app store, ma'am. The app store. The Apple store.
Okay. Hang on. Sorry, I'm on my husband's phone, and I'm trying to find it.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, like, have you opened the app store? Or should I help you to find out?
I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, it's a big capital letter A.
Okay, yeah, got it.
Alright. Now, madam, on your app store, look at the very right-hand side bottom corner. You will get to see a search option over there. Give a tap on that.
On what? Sorry?
Look at the very right-hand side bottom corner. You will get to see a search option over there with a magnifying glass. You need to give a tap on that.
Okay. Yep. I'm going to stay on the bottom.
Yeah. Now, type over there, ma'am. eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay. Have you done that, ma'am?
No, eBay Australia, would it be?
No. eBay, then leave a space and type letter A. A as in Australia, letter A.
Sorry, go again.
It should be letter A. A as in Australia, ma'am. Have you typed letter A?
Yeah.
The letter N, N as in Nancy.
So I've got, when I come up in the letter A, I've got Afterpay, Amazon, something.
No. After typing eBay, you need to leave a space and then you type the letter A. A as in Australia.
Okay.
Then after that.
So you want eBay first.
Yeah. It should be eBay. Then after that, you need to type over there letter A. A as in Australia.
Yeah, I've got eBay Australia.
No. Only type letter A, ma'am. Only type letter, not the Australia, not the full Australian. Only type letter A.
Okay. Yeah, I'm talking letter A. And
The letter N. N as in Nancy. Then type letter N.
M.
Yeah, the letter Y. Y as in yellow.
Okay.
The letter D. D as in doctor.
Yep.
The letter E. E as in echo.
Yep.
The letter S. S as in sugar.
S?
Yeah, it should be S. S as
yep.
in sugar. The letter
yep.
K. K as in kilo.
Yep.
Now search for it, ma'am, and just do let me know what comes up on your screen, all right?
Sorry?
Now search for it, ma'am. Now look at the very bottom, at the left, right-hand side bottom. We'll get to see a magnifying glass. Give a click on that.
It says no result.
It says no result, right?
Yep.
All right, do a thing. Erase eBay and type only any desk.
Sorry, I'm really having a hard time understanding you.
What I'm saying, ma'am, erase the eBay letter and type the only any desk. On the search panel, erase eBay and type any desk.
So you want me to type eBay?
No, no. Erase eBay and type only any desk. It should be A-N-Y-D-E-S-K. Type any desk on the search panel and then search for it.
A-N-Y,
any, then D-E-S-K, desk. It should be desk.
D-E-S-K.
Yeah.
And search?
Yeah.
Showing no results.
It's showing no results?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I think they have... Oh my god, I think ma'am they have the access of your cell phone also because this is our security page, alright? This is our security application which will help you to like block the eBay account. Alright ma'am, do one thing. Like, give a tap once again on the search panel. And erase each and everything and type there Z. Z as in zebra.
Z.
Then
yep.
Letter O. O as in Oscar.
Yep.
Then little H. H as in Henry.
Yep.
The letter O. O as in Oscar again.
Yep.
Now, can you see any suggestion comes up like...
I have received a smart.
Exactly. Give a tap on that.
Yep.
Now, search, now, ma'am, what can you see?
It says get. I'll get it.
Yeah, give a click on get. And it's a green color application, ma'am, which is... Yeah. It's a green color application which you are installing right now.
Sorry, I'm phoning you. So do I have to install?
Yes ma'am, you need to install an application.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
I've forgotten the password.
Yeah, put your password over there.
I've forgotten the password. I'm just going into the office to try and find the password because I haven't used this in years.
You don't remember your Apple ID password, ma'am?
Yeah, I don't know it.
Alright, take your lovely time. No need to hurry up. Alright, you got your Apple ID password, ma'am?
Yeah.
Alright. Now put it over there and now give a click on install. Is it installing, ma'am?
Yeah, it says it's installed.
Oh, well, then
getting
you can open...
privacy.
Sorry, come again.
It says manage your privacy.
Yeah, give a click on cancel. Give a click on cancel. Can you see any option which says cancel? What can you see, ma'am? Could you please let me know?
Going into session key.
Yeah, now, ma'am, what we're going to do, we're going to provide you the cancellation ID, all right? Now, put it over there, the cancellation ID, it should be 762.
Hang on.
7 6 2 7 6 2 then 2 4 5 7 6 2 2 4 5 2 4 5 then 4 0 1 6 4 0 1 6. Now give a click on
join.
Yeah. Then after that, what can you see, ma'am?
Start session.
Yeah, give a click on start session. After that, what can you see?
Assist client.
Sorry, come again.
It says screen broadcast assist client. It's got a tick to it, or start broadcast.
Yeah. Give a click on start broadcast. Now, what can you see, ma'am? Could you just let me know?
It's going screen broadcast.
Yeah, can you see a heavy area over there? Yeah, it's a white heavy area, and there are some check box over there. Can you see that?
So it's going this quiet, screen broadcast.
Yeah, look at
the red thing going around.
Yeah, look at the very, ma'am. Now look at the very bottom. You'll get to see a blank check boxes over there. You need to give a click on the check box, and then after that you need to give a click on accept or start broadcasting, something like that.
So I need to hit screen broadcast, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I've hit it and it's just got a red circle going round and round.
All right. And ma'am, can you see any black heavy area over there, a white black, a white heavy area, a blur area, something like that?
No.
Don't
okay,
see any white.
It's going round and round now.
All right, now do a thing, touch the heavy area, touch the heavy area.
Sorry?
Can you see any heavy area over there, ma'am?
No.
No. You can't see any heavy background over there?
No.
What can you see? Could you please let me know?
Yep, so I've got on the top of my screen, everything on your screen includes notifications will be recorded. Enable do not disturb to prevent unaccepted notifications. Then I've got a screen broadcast with a red circle flashing.
Yeah, give a click on that red circle. Give a click on that red circle.
And I have, it doesn't do anything.
And ma'am, can you see any blank check box over there? A blank check box?
No. And then I've got a fifth point, and it's got 2 minutes and 4 5 seconds, and that. A little thing going round and round.
Oh, let's hold on for a second.
Sorry? I've kept
on
broadcast.
Okay. Yes, after clicking on start broadcast, have you clicked on start broadcast?
Yes, several times.
All right. Now, don't touch anywhere. Look, do you see any hazy background on your screen?
There's nothing.
A blur area. This is a blur area.
There's nothing.
Okay, just give me a moment.
Okay.
Just give me a, what can you see on your screen right now?
Just exactly what I've told you before.
Okay. Press the back button once. We will give you the new session key, okay?
So press the screen broadcast again?
No. Do a thing, close the application and open up the application once again, ma'am.
Okay, so press stop broadcast?
Yeah, give a click on stop broadcast.
Okay.
Now, can you see any station? Yeah, can you see that there is something written at enter station key once again?
Yeah, it's colorful now on the background of the screen.
No. What I'm saying that, can you see any enter station key over there? Can you see something written as over there?
Hello, mate.
Yes, sir. Do a thing. Simply close the application and now open up the application once again.
I don't know. My wife just handed me the phone. Where were we?
All right. I do know how to close the application, sir. Now, do you know how to close the application?
The application?
Yes, sir.
What app? I'm looking at on the home screen. On the screen now, it's got screen broadcast, assist client.
No.
Start broadcast.
You need to close the application. You need to close that application.
Okay.
And now, after that, closing that application, you need to open up the application once again. The name is the name of the application is Zohu. It's Z as in Zebra, O as in Oscar, H as in Henry, and O as in Oscar again.
Hang on, mate. You got to slow down. It's, close the application.
Yeah. And now, open up the application once again.
Hang on. Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yep. I've opened the app again.
Now, can you see something written as over there? Enter session key, something like that.
It's just running me through add screen recording to control center.
Give a click on later or give a click on cancel.
Cancel.
Yeah.
Who's canceled? Oh, just the cross.
And can you see any enter station key over there?
No, now the number keypad is up.
Yeah. Now put the numbers over there. It should be 485.
485.
Then 285.
285.
Then 5325.
5325.
Now give a click on
join. Then join?
Yeah, give a click on join.
Yep.
Now what can you see? Could you please let me know?
Okay, it's got the home screen coming up. Start session?
Yeah, give a click on start session.
Yep.
Now what can you see?
It says a window come up with the tickers next to assist client. Or screen broadcast, or start broadcast.
Give a click on start broadcast.
Start broadcast.
Now, can you see any hazy background, sir? Hazy background.
No, well, it's not doing anything.
It's not doing anything?
Okay, yep. Okay.
Like, what can you see on the screen? Or can you please let me know?
Another screen just come up.
Yeah, what can you see? Could you please let me know?
Screen, notifications will be recorded.
Yeah. Could you please let me know that? What can you see? Like, alright. Can you see any background hazy area?
There's that window still coming up. It's sinking. The little...
Alright, just hold on for a second.
Yes.
Can
the
you see any...
The timer on assist client is ticking over.
Yeah, can you see any hazy background, sir? Any hazy background?
Yes.
Yeah, give a tap on that, and after that you will get to see a blank checkbox over there, a blank checkbox. You need to give a click on the checkbox, and after that you need to give a click on accept. Or allow, something like that.
There's four of them.
Yeah, give a click on four of them. Give a click on four of them, then after that you need to give a click on start.
Yes. Okay, allow access.
Yeah, give a click on allow access.
Yep.
Now, what can you see? Could you please let me know?
It's, start a conversation with your technician.
Yeah, start a conversation.
Yes.
Give a click on, Now what can you see?
The keypad come up to start a conversation, to start your message. And up top of the screen, in green, it's rs00439956@gmail.com. Is that you?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Will I press that, or?
All right. Now, sir, what I'm going to do, I'm going to simply transfer this call to my senior technician. He will guide you for the better manner, all right?
No, mate, no, listen. I'm almost there. I'll type you a message. Are you still there?
Thank you for being on hold, sir. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex Wilson. I'm the senior technician in the floor, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty pissed off, mate.
I totally understand your concerns, sir. The thing is that there is a systematic glitch is getting occurred because of your internet line, okay? Maybe some fraudsters are trying to get into your internet and they're blocking the work you're trying to do on your cell phone. Now, exactly what you can see on your phone screen, please let me know so that I can guide you up and help you.
The keypad has come up to start a message, so I've just typed the message, hello.
Okay, do what in? Yes, tell me.
Up top of the screen is that last technician's details, rs00439956@gmail.com.
Okay, look at the right-hand side top corner, there will be a small cross sign. Tap on that cross.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
End session?
Yes, click on end session. Tap
Please
on end session.
Leave session, okay.
Yes.
Yep.
After clicking on leave session, what can you see?
Well, another session summary, on-demand remote support.
Just tap on the back button and you will back to the home, and you will back to the previous page where you can put the session key, sir.
Well, has the keypad come up again?
Just touch outside of your keypad. Now what do you see?
No, it's enter session key, so it's wanting a number.
Okay, it says enter session key now?
Yes.
Alright, I'm gonna give you the session key, okay? Just give me a moment, sir. I'm generating the code for you. All right, now I'm giving you the session key, sir. The session key will be 164.
164.
258.
258.
5136.
5136.
Now click on join.
Yep.
After that, you will get to see an option start session. Click on start session. Then you will get to see an option start broadcast. Click on start broadcast.
Well, it is stop broadcast now.
Don't click on stop broadcast. Alright, now click outside of that box on the hazy background. Do you see a hazy background, a blur area on the background?
Yeah,
search over there.
Yeah, well, I clicked it and it's gone now.
Alright, now you will get to see a blank checkbox. Check that box and click on allow.
Now let's start session again now.
Click on start session and then click on start broadcast.
Well, let's not start broadcast now. Let's stop broadcast.
Click on stop broadcast.
Already going.
Click on stop broadcast once.
Yep.
Now what do you see?
Yep. I come up with the blurry background and the start broadcast now.
Yes, click on start broadcast.
I had to stop the other one, that's all.
Yes, just click on start broadcast.
Yes.
And now what can you see?
Screen broadcast. Live broadcast to assist, yep. I clicked OK. And
okay, now what do you see?
It's going to, yep, it's started broadcasting. It's counting down now. It's just client. Oh,
okay.
Then another window come up, screen broadcasting, and then it's got OK or go to application.
Click on OK.
Yep.
Now what do you see?
Start broadcast again.
Yes, click on start broadcast. Now what can you see, sir?
The same window. It's got screen broadcast. Then the window come up.
Okay.
Again,
look.
The screen broadcasting. Okay, yeah. Or go to application.
Click on go to application.
Okay. Yep. Now a number pad. Enter session key.
Okay. Now first of all, do a thing. Just close the app from your end, okay, and reopen the app once again. Close the app and reopen it once again.
Yep. Now enter session key.
Have you reopened the app, sir?
Yes, but I come up straight to that keypad again, the number. Enter
okay.
Session key.
Yes, now I will give you the session key. It will be 926.
926
274
274
4832
4832 Join.
Now after clicking on join, you will get to see an option start session. Click on start session.
Yes.
Now don't touch anywhere. You will get to see three options: start, Zoho Assist, then screen, Zoho Assist, then start broadcast. Only click on start broadcast and then don't touch anywhere.
Okay. This is what we've been doing, right?
After clicking on start broadcast, what can you see?
It's that same screen and then a blurry background came up.
Alright, now touch the blurry background.
And then four options come up again. Check all them.
You will get to see blank checkbox. Check that box and then click on allow.
On the four. Tick the four?
Yes.
Or just
check,
the bottom one?
Check the blank checkboxes. Look at the very bottom. There will be a blank checkbox. Check that box only and click on allow.
No, I've ticked the four of them. Do you just want me to tick the bottom
yes.
one only?
No. You can check all of them. Check all of them and click on allow.
Yes.
Have you clicked on allow?
Yes.
And now what can you see?
The screen come up, start a conversation with your technician.
All right. And now what else do you see, sir?
It says, start a conversation with your technician. Then so I can type in some.
Okay. At the top of your screen, do you see anything it says secure server or something?
Yes.
Okay. Just give me a moment. All right. There is a systematic glitch is happening, sir, okay, because we are not able to connect to you. Alright. From your end, you are able to see that you are connected, but from our end, we are not able to see that you are connected to the secure server. Just do a thing. Just do a thing. Look at the right hand side top corner, there will be a small cross sign. Tick that cross. Click on the cross. Okay. Now, you need to come back to the home page of your phone first of all. Come back to your normal home screen. Yes, click on leave session and go back to your home screen.
Okay, it's not the home screen, it's come up now, on demand.
You need to go back to your normal home page, just come out of the app, and you need to open up your settings. First of all, open up the settings.
Yep.
Are you on the settings now, sir?
Yes.
Now, scroll down to the very bottom, okay? The scroll down, you will be able to see all your apps at the bottom, okay? Go to the extreme bottom, you will get to see the Zoho Assist app. You will get to see the Zoho app.
I'm just trying to find it.
Yes, scroll to the extreme bottom of your settings, you will get to see the Zoho app.
Yeah, I can see the whole app, but I'm trying to find that last one before.
Yes, scroll to the very bottom, you will get to see the Zoho Assist app.
Well, it's not there.
Okay, then go to the C section, you will get to see the, it says customer app Zoho Assist, something like that. Check the C section.
This is
the yes, okay, yes,
this,
yes.
Yep.
Click
okay.
on that.
Yep.
Yes. And after clicking on it, what can you see? What are the options you can see?
Allow assist client to access, and it's got Siri notification and language.
Yes. Click on notification.
Yep.
Yes. After clicking on notification, do you see allow notification? Is it turned on or is it turned off?
It's turned on.
It's turned on. Okay, and what are the other options you can see over there?
Sound badges, show previews, or notification grouping.
Okay, notification grouping is automatic at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. Badges is turned on.
The what is turned on?
Do you see the badges and sounds is turned on or it's off at the moment?
Yeah, they're on.
They're on, right?
Yep.
Alright, just give me a moment. Okay, do a thing, sir. You just go back to your home screen. Go back. Are you back to the home screen, sir?
Yes.
Okay, now I do believe you know how to delete an application from your phone, right?
Yes.
Okay, just the way you delete an application from your phone, just delete that client app. Okay? Zoho Assist. Delete that app and we will reinstall that app, okay?
Okay.
Yes. Have you deleted the app, sir? Customer app Zoho Assist, have you deleted that?
Yes.
Alright. Now open up the app store once again, sir. Open the app store.
Yep.
Are you on the app store now?
Yes.
At the top of your screen, can you see the search bar? It says games, app stories and more.
Yes.
Touch on that.
Yes.
Yes, type again over there, Zoho Assist Customers. Z-O-H-O, Zoho.
Sorry, what was it?
It's Zoho. Z as in zebra, O as in Oscar.
Oh, yes. Z.
O-H-O.
O-H-O.
Then leave
assist
a space.
Assist Customer, yep.
Yes, Assist Customer, yes.
Okay, yep.
Now, do you see the green app, Zoho Customer Assist, Zoho Assist Customer?
Yes.
Yes. Download the app. Download the app. Click on Get and download it. Once you see the open option, please... Okay, once you see the open option, please let me know, sir.
Yes, it is open.
Yes, tap on Open.
Open.
Now what can you see? Can you see
your email address?
Okay, look at the right hand side top corner, there's a cancel option, tap on cancel.
Yep.
Now do you see, what can you see sir? Do you see any notification allowed?
The number keyboard came up, but then another window came up with add screen recording to control center.
Exactly. Click on allow. Okay. Have you clicked on allow?
No, it hasn't. I'm trying to find the way up.
Do you see any positive option like okay, allow at the bottom?
It's got enter session key now.
Alright, put the session key over there. It's 609.
609.
Okay, before we put the session key, first of all, tell me, have you allowed the previous notification? I will click on allow on it. Allow or okay.
Yes, I installed it.
When you got the previous notification for the screen recording of the security, have you allowed it?
I don't know.
Or it's gone automatically?
Yeah, it's come up automatically.
And it's gone automatically or you clicked somewhere else?
No, I just clicked out this other screen.
Alright, not an issue. Now, have you put the session key? 609, then 291.
291.
7508.
7508. Okay. Start session.
Yes, click on start session. Then click
broadcast.
On yes, start broadcast. Now tap on the hazy background.
Yep.
Now check in all the blank check boxes. Check in all the blank check boxes and click on allow.
No, it's come up another one. Allow.
Yes, tap on allow. Yes, allow
click
it.
Click all the boxes.
Now yes, click all the boxes and click on allow. Have you checked in all the blank boxes?
Yes, and now it's come up to start a conversation with your technician.
Oh my god. It's still the same thing. We are not getting connected to you. Alright.
Would it...
Okay, no need to worry.
We've got this...
Yes, tell me.
We have this security system.
Apart from this smartphone, sir, apart from this iPhone, do you have any other device like computer, laptop, or something?
Yes.
What device do you have, sir?
We got a computer.
You have got a computer? Alright. I'm just holding the line for you, sir. You just take your convenient time. and be in front of your computer. Once it is totally on, please let me know, okay? I'm going to help you out with that. And from your phone, sir, you can click on leave session. From the right top corner, there is a red cross sign. Just click that cross sign and click on leave session and just come out of the app, okay? Once your computer is alright, have you left the session from your phone, sir?
Yes.
Alright. Now is your computer is on, sir? Is your computer is on?
Yes.
Alright. Now I do believe you are using a Windows computer, right?
Yes.
Okay. Which Google browser do you have? Which Google browser do you use for most of your online activity? Is it Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, Firefox? Which one you have, sir?
Microsoft.
All right. Open up a fresh page of Microsoft Edge. Have you got a fresh page, sir?
Yes.
Yes. Now look at the very top of your screen, okay? At the extreme top, there is a long address bar, a long search bar where you can type something. Do you see that?
Yes.
Yes. Simply type there, all in lowercase, okay? Nothing will be in uppercase. Type letter G. G as in Google, letter G.
G, yeah.
Again, type the letter G, G for Google.
Oh, that's double G?
Yes, double G. Then put a dot.
Double G dot.
Now, after putting the dot, put double G once again.
Yep.
Have you typed gg.gg, sir?
Yes, yes.
That's good. Now put a forward slash.
Forward slash, yep.
Then type the word update. UPDATE. Update.
Upside.
Then, without giving any space, number 0.
Just 0?
0 once again, 2 zeros.
0, 0, yep.
Then number 1.
Yep.
Yeah. So just read out the whole thing you have typed in from your answer, just read it back to me.
gg.forward/update001.
No, sir, it's gg.gg, not only gg.
Yes.
It's gg.gg /update001.
Yes, that's what I said.
Now press enter from your keyboard. Press enter. And you will receive a security file, okay? Look at the right-hand side or the left-hand side bottom of your screen. Do you see any EXE file has been provided?
It's downloading.
It's on the right top corner?
Yes, it's downloading. It's a window popped up and it's downloading. It's about half.
All right. Yes, you need to open up that file, okay? It's anydesk.exe. You need to open that file, all right? Once it's downloaded, you will get to see an option that says open file.
Okay.
Yes.
No, it's really there.
Have you opened it?
No, I was nearly downloaded. I wasn't finished yet.
All right, sir. All right. Take your time.
not me, it's the bloody computer. open file.
I'm sorry, sir. Come up again.
Now it's gone. Now it's disappeared. Where would it be gone?
Alright, not an issue. Look at the right top corner, at the extreme right top corner. You will get to see three dots. Do you see that?
Yes.
Click on the three dots.
Yes.
Now, do you see downloads? Click on downloads.
Downloads. History downloads, yep.
Now, on the after clicking on downloads, do you see the first file? It says anydesk.exe.
Yes, I'll click that.
Alright, open up that file.
Yes.
Now, can you see it says your address and some numbers?
Yes.
That's your cancellation ID. Tell me the ID first.
Are the numbers?
Yes, tell me the numbers.
Your address is 829.
829.
922.
Uh-huh.
220.
Okay, I'm confirming you the ID once again. It's 829-922-220. Am I correct?
Yes, correct.
Just beside the ID number, you will get to see a small black lock sign. Do you see that, sir?
Yes, it's locked.
Click on that lock sign. Now it says set password. Do you see that?
Yes.
Click on the first panel, password. I'm going to give you
yes.
The security password. Put the password over there. All in lowercase. Nothing will be in uppercase. Okay. Type
okay.
E as in Edward. Letter E.
E.
E for Edward.
Yep.
Then B for Bravo.
B.
Then A for Alpha.
A.
Have you said E, B, A?
Yes.
Then type Y, Y for yellow.
Yep.
Then number 7.
7.
Number 8.
Number 8.
Number 6.
Number 6.
Number 0.
Number 0. Yep.
Now, put the same pass. Come to the confirm password panel, okay? Come to the confirm password panel.
Yep.
Yes, now type the word eBay again. E B A Y, all in lowercase. E B A Y.
Yep.
Then 7860.
Yep.
Have you put that?
Yep.
Now click on apply.
Yep.
Have you clicked on apply, sir?
Yes.
Alright, now don't touch anywhere on your computer. You will get a security from our eBay secure server. Just wait. If you see any pop-up comes up on your screen from the firewall, you need to click on allow.
Allow access? Yep.
Yes, tap on allow. Now look at the left hand side top corner, you will get to see an option new session. Tap on new session.
New session.
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
Now you will get to see an option install anydesk. Tap on install.
Install anydesk. Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Now you will get to see a red box, accept and install. Click on accept and install. Then you will get a yes no option, you need to click on yes. And now just wait for a while. And now do you see any changes on your screen?
Yes.
It says install or don't install. Yes, tap on install. Have you done that, sir?
Yes.
Alright. Now, Do you see any black screen come up on your screen? Do you see a black screen?
Yeah.
The screen went black?
Yeah.
Okay, the secure server is activated now. Okay, now just minimize that page. Simply minimize it.
Minimize it. I'll go on there.
Yes, just minimize the AnyDesk page.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Have you done that?
Yes.
Now, look at the top of your screen. Do you see the long address bar, the long search bar where you can type?
Yes.
Yes. Type there, my, M for mother, Y for yellow.
Yep.
Then leave a space.
Yep.
Then type number 1, numerical 1.
Yep.
Then P for Paris, letter P.
Letter P?
Yes, P as in Paris. Now, do you see any option coming up which is my 1P address location?
Yep.
Just give a click on that.
Yep.
Okay. Now, just after that, just scroll down the page a bit. You will get to see an option. What is my IP address location? Find out here, NordVPN. If you see that, please tell me.
Yeah, that is
or,
it's my IP address / IP location.
No. Scroll down a bit. Scroll down a bit.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not the one. Do you see any options? Is NordVPN or Express? Anything like that?
My IP address.
Do you see NordVPN or something?
NordVPN.
Uh-huh.
There's the best online VPN server for speed and security in Nord.
Okay. Okay, that's not the one. You just scroll up the page, go to the top of your screen, where you can see the search bar. Yes. And on the search bar, after my 1P address location, leave a space. Then after giving us, yes, then type ExpressVPN.
Express.
ExpressVPN.
VPN. Yep, enter.
Yes, press enter from your keyboard, sir.
Yep.
Alright, now do you see any option which says what is my IP address, see your IP location now? You just give a click on that option, sir.
Yep.
Alright, now you will get to see your IP address will come up on your screen, okay? Now before we go ahead, can you just tell me, do you know anything about IP address? Do you have any knowledge about it?
No, not really, no.
Okay, not an issue, sir. I'm gonna help you out with that. So IP address means internet protocol address, okay? The internet line you're using at the moment, that's the IP address, okay? In which all your internet activity status, all your internet information get recorded. Now, the thing is that if anyone else from outside gets into your internet line, that person will be able to access all your internet information as well as your personal details, okay? And because of that, if someone gets into your internet line, you have got all the information on your screen, okay? Look at the screen. You will get to see the location, you will get to see the internet service provider. Each and every information has been given to your screen. Now look over there. There is given over there your IP address and there are some numbers. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Just below that, do you see any message has been given to you, sir?
No, it's just the thing up your IP address is currently exposed.
Okay.
You're online. Yep.
All right. So it's a lot has been given to you, sir, that your IP address is getting exposed, okay? Someone is getting into your IP address and just trying to steal your information. Because of that, your informations are getting compromised, okay? So at the moment, as your internet network is not safe at the moment, don't do any kind of online activity on your phone until we tell you, okay? First of all, as we are connected with you with your computer from the network, our secure fire shield is activated on your computer at the moment. So from right now, whatever you're going to do, you're going to do it on your computer. Don't do any online activity on your phone until we say. Alright, sir? Now, just open up a new tab of Google from your end. Open up a new tab of Microsoft Edge.
Okay, I'll click out of this.
Yes, just open up a fresh page. Click on the new tab, open up a fresh page.
Yep.
Okay. Now, as we have informed that there are some fraud charges we are trying to be done under your details, we have to block all the fraud charges immediately, okay? We already put the transactions on hold for your security. Now, what you need to do, I do believe you do online banking with your banks. You check your statements on online, alright. The way you check it, simply check it from your computer. If you see any unknown transaction in last 3 days, you need to tell us, okay? We have to make a report on it, alright. So simply log into your bank from your computer, check your statements of last 3 days. I'm on the line with you, alright? If you need any help, you can ask me, sir, alright? And don't use your cell phone for that, use your computer for your online activity at the moment.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, once you're logged in, please let me know and check all the statements very thoroughly, okay? Don't make any mistake. Don't forget to check the statements. Alright? Okay, first of all, check your client number and password while you are logging to your account. Make sure you put in the correct information over there and don't do so many attempts, okay?
Alright, hang on. I'll have to give me one.
Yes, sir, take your time, sir. No need to hurry.
Okay, well, I'll find
$240
the other way. Okay, depends on how long. Well,
that came up automatically.
Yeah. But 241 got me.
Yeah.
Are you logged in, sir? Are you checking your account?
Yes.
Alright, take your time and check all your accounts one by one and check the transactions of last 3 days, alright?
Yeah, that's all right.
If you see any unknown transaction, three
now,
cents, you know, right?
There's an international fee of 40 cents, and then there's another freeshipment.com for $13.22. I'm not sure about that.
Okay, tell me the date once again, ma'am.
You want to know the date?
Tell me the
date. That date is 26th of Feb.
It's 26th of Feb, right?
25th of February, yes.
It's 26th or... Okay, and what's the charge? How much?
40 cents. One for 40 cents and one for $13.22. $13.22.
All right, okay. And you haven't done that? It's unknown for you, right?
I've got no idea about it.
Okay. So what the hackers do, ma'am, they start to adding their accounts without informing you. And see, these, tell me the transaction statement, please. What is written on the transaction statement, please let me know, ma'am.
Okay. You want?
Yes, what is the statement has been given for the transaction? What is written on the statement?
Freeshipments.com, then there's a number, then there's California.
California, okay. As I already told you, we have located the fraud transactions from California. So it's again the Californian people are trying to do this kind of activity. And what else you can see after California, please let me know.
USA card, XX2095.
Okay, they use the card ending with 2095, alright. And what else you can see?
USD9. Alright.
All right. And do you see any other transactions? Do you see any other transactions?
On that day? No, everything else seems okay.
All right. Scroll to the... Do you see any other unknown transactions like that?
There's another international... thing from California again. That was Saturday before.
Okay, alright. Alright. We are also making the report on it, alright? Okay. Now, scroll to the top of your screen. Scroll to the top. First of all, we need to make a report on these two transactions, okay? Go to the accounts where you can see all your accounts. Go to My Home.
My home? Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Now just wait. Yes, just wait for a while. And apart from this bank, do you do banking with any other bank?
No.
You don't, right?
No, yes, no.
Okay, just give me a moment. Or answer the account you're checking at the moment. Is that a joint account or it's a personal account you're checking?
That's a joint account, me and my wife.
Okay, it's your and your wife. It's a joint account, right?
Yep.
Okay, and do you have any separate account, like any personal account?
No.
You or your wife, sir?
No, we're...
You both use the same account, right?
Yes, there's this shared account, and there's two home loans, and then there's a term deposit, which is in her name.
Okay, there are four accounts, and you both people use the same account, right?
Yes.
All right. And apart from this bank, you don't have any other bank, right, sir?
No, yes. No.
Okay, alright, so the account you just said, that belongs to the Commonwealth Bank, am I correct?
Yes.
Alright, now you just simply log out from your bank, simply log off, and let me talk to the security officer, so that we can get to know what are the security steps we need to do, okay? And I will also inform them the unknown transactions which you have got on your account, so that we can locate those people who are trying to do this kind of fraud activity. So have you logged out from your bank, sir? Have you logged out?
Yes, now I have.
All right. Now just wait for a while. Let me talk to the security officer, okay? Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Hello?
Yep.
Yes, sir. I just had a word with my senior supervisor. They told me, as because your internet line has been compromised and from there your information are getting misused, so it's a case of an identity theft and a case of a fraud activities under your details, okay? So, right at the moment, what we're gonna do, you're simply transferring your case file to the NCA department, National Crime Agency, okay, to the government department. The NCA department security officers are going to give you the security protection to your Commonwealth account, to your banking information, and as well as to your internet line. They're going to secure all your details. They're going to help you out in each and every security step. We have given you the reports of the unknown transaction you just said. All right. So they're going to help you out for this security process, okay? So make sure, sir, you and your wife, please cooperate with them. The security officer is going to give you all the security for your information, all right?
Okay.
All right, sir. So now, from the eBay department, we are simply transferring this call to the NCA department, National Crime Agency, all right? The security officer's name is Peter. He's going to help you out with that. All right. Just stay on the line for a while, sir. We are simply transferring this call to the NCA department.
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Wilson. How are you doing today?
Not bad, Peter. Thank you.
All right. That's very glad to listen. I believe that you're having a word with the eBay department, and they have already explained it to you that what is going on your personal details. Am I correct?
Yes.
Right. Now, may I know that what conversation that you had with the eBay department, and after spoken to them, what you have understand till now, that what is going on?
Yes.
May I know that what is going on, what you have understand till now, after spoken to them?
Do I understand?
Yeah, may I know that what you have understood till now, after spoken to the eBay department?
What I have on the screen.
I'm asking you, what do you have understand after you spoken to the eBay department? What do you have exactly understand that?
Well, this mob in California has got our details and everything else.
Right. Now, may I know that when did you last time you used your card for the last time for making any transaction or any payments?
My wife does all the time.
Okay. Now, like yesterday or today, have you used your card for making any transaction that the eBay department has mentioned to you?
Have no,
you,
I didn't
have
do
you
that.
Tried to
no.
Buy?
Okay. No. When was the last time you used eBay? Not for a month or something, Peter.
Okay. Right. Now, as I can see on the server that there are some person who are using your personal information and your banking details for making some fraudulent transaction and some fraudulent payments without your any authorization. Okay,
yeah.
So that is the reason why your case has been connected to the National Crime Agency, that is us. Now, do you have got any idea about National Crime Agency?
No, not really.
Okay, now let me tell you that we are the government agency. We work for government and we work under Australian Federal Bureau Investigation. We deal with all the fraudulent activities and all the fraudulent transactions, whatever is happening in whole over Australia, we deal with it.
Okay.
Now, as because to your personal details, there are lots of fraudulent activities which has been going on. Like, as I have scanned your internet history, I can see that there are several people from overseas countries who have been connected with your network and who are misusing with your details and with your information. And they are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities. And they are using your identifications for that. Okay? And it might be happening in future, you might have to face the consequences from the government. Because they are using your identifications for that. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Now, am I on the speaker mode?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I believe that your wife is also can hear me, that whatever the conversation that we are having, because you both need to understand that whatever the things which has been going on, because you both have got a joint account in it. Correct? With the Com Bank, from where the transaction has been tried to be made. So, you have confirmed it to the eBay department that there are some fraudulent charges which is not been authorized by yourself, which has been deducted from your account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it's not about the $299 which they have been tried to be taken out. If they're trying to be taken out that amount, they can easily taking out all the money out of your bank account. Correct. So we need to go ahead and we need to put the security on your banking server and on your financial details as well. So please tell me that when did you last time you went to your bank for the last time?
When did we go to the bank on the phone, you mean?
Not on the phone, like whenever you normally visited onto your bank branch for the last time.
Oh, well, we have to travel, we haven't for months. We don't go in there. We do everything online.
Okay, and if this investigation will require today, if it is needed today, can you able to go down to your bank today if it is needed?
When, today?
Yeah, if it is needed.
Yeah, well... It's needed, I suppose, but it's like half, it's 50 k. Like, it's so
right,
far
so how,
get there.
How far is your bank from your place?
40 minutes.
40 minutes.
50k.
Okay. Now, as I can see on the server that there are several fraud transactions which has already been made and attempted from your banking server, alright? So that means till now, whatever the activities you have done on your whole internet connection, they have got all the information of your Combank and they have already been made some transaction from your bank account as well, okay? So what we need to do, we need to go ahead and cancel all the charges and we need to protect your card as well. So you do one thing, let me show you something so that you can able to understand it in a better way. Now, you do one thing, minimize all the pages and come back to your home screen.
Okay, I'll get out of everything.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, right.
Okay, now minimize each and everything and come back to your home screen. And look at the bottom. Can you see anywhere it says a magnifying glass which says type here to search?
Yes. The what about the app? What about the app that I've downloaded without any debt from you guys?
You just leave that. That is the security app to which you are connected to the server.
Okay.
All right. Now, have you clicked on that search box where it says type here to search?
Yeah.
Okay. Type there CMD. C for Charlie, M for mother, D for doctor.
CPD.
It should be CM, M for mother.
CM, okay. CMD.
Yes, right.
Yep.
Now what came up?
There's a command prompt.
Give a click on that, command prompt. Give a click on that.
Yep.
Okay. Now let me tell you that this is the security software, like this is the secure box. You can see that this is your computer's brain. From here, you can operate all the activities, whatever is happening on your whole internet network, all right? That what is the internet status of yours, you can able to see that from there, all right?
Okay, that's just one.
Yes, now all that, it is from the server, right? Now, you do one thing, like on that box, type there, N for November, the letter N.
It's in the black box or back down in the third bar?
Yeah, on the black box, type there N, N for November, N.
N for number?
Yeah, then E for Echo, E.
T.
T for Tokyo, T.
T.
S for sugar, S.
S.
T for Tokyo, T. A for Alpha, A. Then T for Tokyo again, T.
T. Yeah.
It should be NetStat.
NetStat.
Yeah, now NetStat is the short form of network status. Now I'm going to show you what is the current network status of yours so that you can able to understand it in a better way. Now press Enter key from your keyboard and do let me know what do you see over there.
Okay, the local address, all these addresses come up.
Yeah, now look at the left hand side, there should be some local IP addresses on the left hand side.
Yes.
Now these are the local IP addresses which belongs to you. Whenever you search anything on the internet, search anything on the Google, these are the IP addresses belongs to you. And look at the right hand side, there should be some foreign addresses on the right hand side.
Okay.
Look at the top right hand side, there should be some foreign IP addresses on the top.
No, well, it's still scrolling down.
Can you active. Maybe there are lots of IP addresses which have been connected with your network. So that is the reason why. Now go to the top. You are able to see it says foreign address. It should be on the top. Foreign address. State.
Foreign address.
Something like that. Yes.
Foreign address. In that black box.
In the black box on the middle of the screen on the top. Just beside to that local, it should be just beside to that local IP address. Can you see foreign address?
Yes, foreign address.
Now these are the foreign IP addresses which is coming from the overseas countries and who are being connected with the same internet IP address of yours. And they are already been connected. Just beside to that, can you see? It says state.
Yes.
And what does it say?
It says different. It's like four established. Then
uh-huh.
It's time white. About 10
uh-huh.
of them, then established, then close white, established, close white, established, time white.
Okay, now can you understand that these hackers, those are been controlling your devices, they are already been established on your whole internet network and they are coming from the overseas countries. Now, till that time, whatever the activities you have done on your whole internet network, they have got all the information, they have got all the details, and they are keep trying to steal the money from you. Okay? For several times. Like, whatever the details you have done on the internet, they have got all the information. Suppose whenever you are doing emails, buying things online, where you have to put your card information and your banking information there. It was an auto-debited system. Now, whenever you are putting the banking information, they can able to see it as they are trying to make some fraudulent charges without your any authorization. All right?
Okay.
Now, that is the reason why what we need to do is because they are using your identification for some cyber fraud activities. Now, that is the reason why your case has been connected to us so that we can investigate this matter in a proper way. And we will gonna find it out that where are the peoples are belonging from. So just allow me some moment. Just give me a moment.
Okay. He's doing something at the moment. Just see all these addresses.
Mm-hmm.
There's the foreign IP addresses that are linked up to our account there. They're the ones doing the shit. So we've got to cancel everything. Cards, like everything. And so they've got all the details.
Okay, but we still need money.
Yeah, but we have to go to the bank for them to get money.
Okay, there?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Now, what we need to do, we need to go ahead and we need to block all the charges and we need to cancel your card information as well. So, you do one thing. Look at the black box. Can you see anywhere a cursor is blinking somewhere?
Blinking number?
Any blinking? Any, like, any
no,
cursor is
no.
blinking somewhere?
Down the bottom is no. Down the bottom at the end of our name is the cursor.
Yes, right.
Blinking.
Any anywhere a cursor is blinking?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we need to go ahead and we need to protect your card. So for that, what we need to do, we need to put the 3G security on your card. Now, over there, type there, secure my bank.
Secure my bank.
Yes, right. Because this is the server box where we can secure your accounts.
Secure my bank, yeah.
Yes, now give us space.
Right.
Yeah, now be handy with your debit card.
Well,
have you been handy with your debit card?
He's just going to grab it now.
Well, see, what's going on at the moment with my bank cards is one's expired, and I've got a new one.
Yes, and have you used that card?
No, not yet, no.
Okay, and when you have received this card?
I received it a few days ago, but I've been at work, so...
So you never used this card, right?
No, I haven't activated it yet, no. My wife's
haven't
going
activated
into card,
it. Yeah. Okay, now you're be handy with your wife's card then. I believe that it is belongs to the everyday offset account. The account number ending with 5472.
5472. Is that yours? Yeah. 5472.
No. Okay, be handy with that that bank account card, which is belongs to the everyday offset. Yeah.
No, none of our cards end in 5472.
Not the card ending with. I'm talking about the account number. That is the account number of your everyday offset account.
Oh, yeah.
The account number
okay.
Ending with 5472.
Okay.
Now, from that account, the transaction which has been trying to be made and attempted so many times.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we need to do, we need to go ahead and protect your card, okay? Now, on the black screen, do one thing, put the long digit number of your card and don't prompt anything over the phone, alright? Just do it by your own self.
Okay.
Alright. And once you are done, just do let me know.
Okay.
Have you done that?
Yes.
Now recheck the card number that you have put in the card number correct or not.
I've put the card number in, yes, of my wife.
Yes. Now give us space.
Yep.
Now put the expiry date. Okay, now give us space. Now look at the bottom, there should be a 3-digit number at the bottom, like at the back side of the card.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, put that in.
Yep.
Have you done that?
Yes.
Okay, now enter from your keyboard. Now what do you see?
It's not recognized. But
yes, right.
I think what I've done.
Yeah, now this is the technical terms to confuse these hackers, because they, whatever the things you are doing on the internet, it is not safe and secure. So if we will gonna send you the notification like this that we are securing your network, they will gonna aware of it and the whole work will be get wasted. We cannot able to catch them up. So they, you know, like won't able to doubt it on you that whatever you are doing on the internet at the moment. All right. Now type there cd dot dot. And
C,
you and your, yeah, C for Charlie, D for Doctor, CD, dot, dot.
Doctor.
Then press enter. Then CD, dot, dot again. Then press enter. Then type there TRWE, 3.
TRWE.
E.
Double D. The
e,
dog.
E for echo, E for echo.
Oh, e, yeah,
it's
three
like a plant. Yeah, now press enter.
Three.
Yeah.
Yep. And now
now can you see that a scan? Yeah, yeah, our scan is been going on. Can you see that?
It's going silly now.
Yeah, the scan has been going on, so it is, you know, activating the security. It's putting the three layers of security on your debit card, okay? Now, could you just tell me that you guys have got this mobile phone, or apart from this mobile phone, like your wife has also a mobile phone, which is belongs to her?
Yes.
Like, you have got two cell phones or you have got only one cell phone?
Yes, we got one each. We got two.
You got two, right. And where is your mobile phone of your wife?
In the lounge room.
I'm sorry?
With her in the lounge room, in the other room.
Okay. Now, you do one thing, be handy with your wife's mobile phone. And be handy with it, because we have to protect your card. Now, for protecting your card, you will gonna receive a 6-digit code on your text message within a short moment of time. All right. And does your wife does internet banking on her mobile phone as well?
Yes, most of it. Yes.
Okay. Right. Now, within a short. Yeah, go and get the phone first.
Okay. You there?
Just allow me some moment. Just allow me some moment.
Okay.
Yeah, now, as I can see on the server, the server has instructed us, it needs security code to activate the security.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, maybe we'll receive that message as well that needs security code to activate the firewall security on your car. So the security things will be about only, they have only 5 to 10 seconds of validity, all right? And whenever we will gonna send you the security code, it might, we can't send you the security code like this, that we are securing your bank account, we are securing your card. We can't send you the code like this because the hackers are watching in your mobile phone whatever the things you are doing. So we can't send you the security code like this. So we will gonna send you the security code like this, that you have won a lottery or you are buying a car, like you have received some money, something like that. So it might be say you anything out of the blue, okay? But make sure one thing, the code, the firewall security code that we will gonna receive, it has only 10 seconds of validity. So once you receive that message, you need to open up the message quickly. Within 10 seconds, you need to scroll down to the bottom. There should be a 6-digit code, okay? So you need to confirm me with that code so that we can activate the firewall security on your whole banking server, okay?
Okay.
So I will gonna let you know. Yeah, I will gonna let you know when you will gonna receive it, okay? So just stay on the line, be on that page, and be handy with your wife's mobile phone.
Yep.
Okay? Okay, right. What do you see on your screen at the moment?
It went black.
It went black, right. Now, what we are going to do, we are activating the security from our end, so it would be take some time to upgrade the security. So, till that time, if you want, you can go ahead and have a glass of water or a cup of a tea because it will take some time. And you don't have to sit back. Don't have to be in front of the computer or on the mobile phone all the time. You can put me on speaker and you can do your work. All right? Once I need you, I'll ask for you, then come back to the line, come back to your mobile phone. Okay? So just sit back and relax for a bit and I'll get back to you. Let me have a word with my team. Okay?
All right, copy.
So in the meantime, I asked to you that, have you received any sort of phone calls from your bank in the last few couple of days that they want to know any of the explanation of any payments? Have you received any calls from the bank?
No.
You haven't received it. All right, not an issue. Now just Now just stay on the line so that I can do one thing. As you know that we are from the National Crime Agency, so we don't deal with any local branches, we directly deal with the head branches of yours, all right? Now, for that reason, what we need to do, we need to go ahead and have a conversation with the fraud department of your comm bank first. And let me grab some of the information from them. Let me ask them that what is the condition of your bank account at the moment and why there are so many interruptions onto your bank account so that I can assist you in a far better way, all right?
Okay.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'll be putting you on a hold for a moment. then I'll get back to you once I have a conversation with the fraud department of your bank. And I believe you know that each and every bank has a fraud team in Sydney. They are the main fraud squad, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put you on a hold for a moment, about 5 to 10 minutes, then I'll get back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, and you haven't had any calls from the bank regarding any transaction, right?
No, I'll just ask my wife. Have you had any calls from the bank regarding transactions in the last couple of days? No, we haven't.
Okay, not an issue. Now, just stay on the line. I'll be right back to you once I had a conversation with the fraud department of your bank. Okay?
Okay.
All right, just stay on the line.
Yeah. what they want.
Is there?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, now maybe you will gonna receive that code within a short moment of time, okay? So you need to be very ready, like within a short moment of time, the code will gonna get expired. So once you receive that message, quickly you need to open up that message and you need to scroll up to the bottom and you are able to see the 6-digit code over there, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on. I will gonna let you know once you will gonna receive it.
So the computer's gone blank.
Okay, it will come up automatically from, because it is from the server. So don't touch the computer, just leave the computer the way it is. It will come up automatically. Okay, now is your wife use the mobile phone which is ending with 819?
Yes, I'm just waking it up now.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I've got that phone.
Okay, now are you ready? You will gonna receive that text message within a short moment of time.
On my wife's phone.
Yes. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do one thing. Check the normal text message that have you received any text message on your mobile phone, on your wife's mobile phone. Have you received any text message?
Yeah, I just got one from the Commonwealth and said don't tell anyone this code.
Okay, delete that message quickly. Delete that message.
Well, it wasn't a message, it was a pop-up thing.
Delete it.
Yeah, it's gone.
Okay, right. Okay, calm up, just hold on.
There?
Yes.
Yeah. What you need to do, you need to log in into your accounts properly so that we can activate the firewall security on your banking server. Okay? So log in into your bank properly and just do let me know once you've done that. From your computer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, now just leave that. Leave that the way it is. What do you see on your screen now?
It's black. Black.
Okay, it will come up automatically. So just allow me some moment.
I really hope this isn't a scam.
No, definitely not. We are just working on it so that we can go ahead and we can fix up these troubles, that whatever the things you are facing. So, hold on. Okay, now, are you be handy with your wife's mobile phone?
Yeah.
Okay, now, check the mobile phone. You have received that message within a short moment of time. Now, have you received any message?
Well, one from the Commonwealth Bank.
Yes, open up that message. Yes, scroll down to the bottom, there should be a 6-digit net code. It has only 10 seconds of validity. Open up the message quickly.
No, it's not a text message. It's from the Commonwealth Bank. It's not what you're talking about.
Okay, now log in into the app. Log in into the Commonwealth Bank app application. There you are able
on
to see
phone.
A 6-digit net code. Yeah, on the phone. Where you have received that message? You have received that on your wife's mobile phone or on your mobile phone?
Yep. On my wife.
Yeah, now log in into your online banking using your wife's mobile phone.
Well, it's Face ID, so I can't, and she's going to work now.
She has gone to work?
She's gone to work, and she's left her phone with me because of...
You don't know the 4-digit PIN numbers of your wife?
Yes, but it's Face ID.
Sorry, give a click on, apart from the Face ID, I'm sorry?
Hang on, it's going in now. Okay, I've got it now.
Yeah, now can you see the 6-digit number? It says net code.
Yep. Yes, it's got the net code, but then it's...
Yeah, what is the net code do you see? It might be say you anything out of the blue, but make sure it has only 10 seconds of validity. So confirm me with the net code.
Well, this net code, this is saying your net code to pay $4,099.
No, it might be tell you anything out of the blue, as I have told you. It might be say you have won a lottery. It might be say you are purchasing a car. You have something like that. So confirm me with the net code quickly.
Okay, yeah, the 10 seconds is gone now.
Yeah, now confirm it to me.
Do you want to... I'll tell it to you?
Yeah, confirm. Yeah, right.
Okay. 635-858.
It's 635-858, right?
Yes.
I said, now just hold on. Now just allow me some moment. Now you do one thing, like you come out from the page, come back to your home screen.
Yep.
And have you received any another text message on your mobile phone, on your wife's mobile phone, any text message you have received? Okay.
No.
Right. If you receive any text message on your wife's mobile phone, just do let me know, right?
Okay.
Right. Or if you get any notification from the Commbank as well, just do let me know.